The leaders of the world's two biggest economies sat face to face for the first time using their virtual summit as a way to reset points of tension in their relationship.
We need to establish some common sense guardrails to be clear and honest where we disagree and work together where interests intersect, especially on vital global issues like climate change.
For years, the United States has accused China of economic and defense provocations that include disrupting global trading practices that hurt American businesses, and more recently, stepping up military incursions near Taiwan. President Joe Biden said recently the U.S. would defend Taiwan in any conflict. But in Tuesday's summit, he also told the Chinese president the U.S. was committed to a one-China policy and opposed any change in Taiwan's status. President Xi Jinping referred to Biden as an old friend, saying China and the U.S. need to increase communication and cooperation.
China and the United States should respect each other, coexist in peace, and pursue cooperation.
But respect between the two countries has been challenging. The United States alleges China's government is mistreating Chinese Muslims known as Uyghurs and has protested the crackdown on pro-democracy demonstrators in Hong Kong. Joe Biden's popularity is sagging domestically in the polls, but he went into his conversation with Xi Jinping fresh from a legislative victory, signing into law a $1.2 trillion infrastructure overhaul that Biden says will create jobs and allow the United States to compete with China in the 21st century. There was some speculation Xi would invite Biden to the Winter Olympics in Beijing in February, which some members of Congress want him to avoid. But according to officials, the subject never came up.
Our bilateral relationship evolves, seems to me, to will have a profound impact not only on our countries, but quite frankly, the rest of the world. We have a responsibility to the world as well as to our people.
In all, the summit produced no major announcements, but instead was designed to de-escalate geopolitical tensions so the U.S. and China are able to stabilize their relationship and avoid destabilizing the entire world. Kimberly Helkin, Al Jazeera, The White House.